Good evening, everybody. Thank you so much for coming to the Shir. We are approaching Parshas Tzav, Parshas Shabbos HaGadol, Pesach, 1 week from tonight. We're going to speak this evening about a famous common issue that comes up certainly this year in Fairlawn, New Jersey, when you get rid of your chametz and the garbage then picks up your chametz 2 days later. So who here has a Friday garbage collection? Me. And what day are you, Robert?
Tuesday.
So that's good this year. Assuming you get, you might have some leftovers after that. Yeah, Adam, when's your garbage pickup? Monday. Yikes. Okay, so we will most probably have chametz in our garbages. And we're going to go to shul here on Wednesday, destroy our chametz, say kol chamira. You know, we burn it up, you say kol chamira, and then what? There's still going to be garbage on your property with chametz in it, and potentially very edible chametz in it, because when you throw it, you know, when you get closer to the end, you know, the pretzel bag that you never really ate sometimes gets thrown out unopened, you know. So if you get it to a food drive or a non-Jewish colleague, neighbor, whatever, that's great. But a lot of very high-quality chametz is kind of thrown out, right, you know. So we'll get there. Let's get there slowly. Let's start with the Parsha. Is there a concept of taking out the garbage in the parsha? Oh, Vayidaber Hashem Moshe Lemor, Tzavas Aaron as Banav Lemor Zos Torah Saola, He Aola Al Mokdal and Mizbech Kol Alayla and Abokim Eishem Mizbech Tukan Bo. So the animal that is burned for the korban Ola remains on the Mizbech all evening, and in the next morning, what has to happen? V'lava Sharkoin Mido Bad Umichas Zevad Yilbash Al Basaro. So the Kohen wears more plain clothing. The Heirim is Adeshen. And what does he do? He takes out the ash. He scoops the ashes out. Asher Tocha La Ish.
No, that's Trumas Adeshen.
Very smart, Dr. Karp. Okay, very good, very good, very good, very good. Dr. Adam, always a step ahead. So the Heirim is Adeshen. So he takes the ashes off of the Mizbeach. Yes. Asher Tocha La Ish is Ola Mizbeach. Vesamo Eitel Mizbeach. I'm just reading the Torah. That he takes those ashes from the Mizbeach and puts them down next to the Mizbeach. Right? So then the next pasuk describes Hotzas Hadesh. Very good. Upasha des begad v'lavash begad v'achirim v'hotzias Hadesh en el michutz v'machin el makom tor. So there are two distinct processes that are being described in these psukim. Process number one is the Trumas Hadesh, where you have to take some of the ashes off the Mizbeach and put them down next to the Mizbeach. That's process number one. And then eventually the heap gets so large, you need to do what's called Haramas Hadesh, where you need to literally take out the garbage, meaning the pile of ash is so large, so it needs to be taken out of the Azar. We'll read it in the Rambam, don't worry. So one of the 613 mitzvos, says the Rambam, he should istavu hakonim leheser Hadeshin. So this act of a Kohen going to the Mizbeach in the morning and saying, whoa, there's a lot of leftover ash from the burning of the Korban Ola throughout the night, so I need to take the ash off the Mizbeach. That removal of the ash off of the Mizbeach is called the Trumas Hadeshen. Okay, right? Now the Rambam in Hilchos Tamidim Musafim, Perek Beis, describes two distinct mitzvos. In Halacha Yud, he writes Haramas Hadeshen Me'al Mizbeach B'chol Yom Mitzvah Sasei. So again, the Trumas Hadeshen and the Haramas Hadeshen are the same thing. I might have said that incorrectly before. That this removing of the Deshen is the Avoda. Okay, very nice. You wear lower clothing, you might get dirty, etc. And then the Rambam describes what? In Halacha Yadalid, Kol Misha Yirtza Min HaKohanim Memale Min HaDeshen Sheoridu Lamata Umotzi Chutz Le'er L'Shefech HaDeshen. So this second process of removing the ashes out of the Beis HaMikdash is not necessarily even an avoda, meaning any one of the Kohanim can do this. Essentially, if you were a Kohen and you saw, ooh, the garbage is getting full, right? So in the same way in your own home, if you see the garbage is full, you volunteer to take it out, right? So too, any Kohen who looked at the Mizbeach and said, wow, that heap of ash is particularly high, it could use a little bit of cleaning, So you can volunteer to take it out of the area of the Beis HaMikdash. Now, there is a great degree of lumdus, believe it or not, whether this was an avoda, was it not an avoda. The Chazon Ish thought it was an avoda. Again, there happens to be a lot to say about the relationship between the Truma Sedeshen and the Hotzah Sedeshen. Bottom line is we're not going to deal with that. But in the 613 mitzvot, the Rambam only counted the act of removing the ashes off of the Mizbeach as one of the 613 mitzvot. And one could therefore ask, why not count the removal of the ash from the Beis HaMikdash premises as another one of the 613 mitzvot? They're both in the Psukim, but ultimately they're both done. We're not going to dwell on those distinctions. But the Rambam does say beautifully, Yume Olam lo nis'atzel kohen milahotzi es hadeshen. No Kohanim were ever too lazy to take out the garbage, so to speak. Right? You might have thought, listen, to take the ash off the Mizbeach is a prestigious avoda. I've been called upon to do a service for my Kohanim, for my people. You know, I'm elected. Ha! But to take the ashes from the floor out of the Beis HaMikdash, essentially to take out the garbage, although less prestigious, less honorable, yet the Kohanim always got the job done. So remember, I don't know if it's Rabbi Friend in the Parsha 1 and Rabbi Friend in the Parsha 2, I think it's number 1. Where he wrote beautifully how when we often think that we have a lot of significance, we need things in life to take down our ego. So here you have the Kohen, he thinks he's a big shot, and how does he start his day every day? Take out the garbage. You know, so I remember when my Rebbe, Rabbi Saul Kamenetsky's, when his father, the great Rav David Kamenetsky, Zechazad Livracha, of the RYJ community and the Marai community for many years, and his wife many years. So the last real interaction I had with him before he was Nifter, pretty close to this time of year, whatever it was, 5 years ago. So I was schmoozing with him in Teaneck, and he lived in Teaneck in apartments, and he lived in Teaneck in a house. So he was talking to me about his own father, the great Dr. Joseph Kamenetsky, who started a lot of yeshivas in America. So Dr. Joe Kamenetsky would be flown around the country to start these yeshivas. He would raise all this money, and people would wine and dine him, whatever, you know. And then he would come home, and what would his wife say? Take out the garbage. Take out the garbage. Yeah. So, good masorah. Good masorah. From the Kohen to Dr. Joe Kamenetsky, to Rabbi Weintraub. You know, this is the Masorah of our people. But it is a mitzvah on the books, so let's not take it for granted. And we learn a very important lesson from the Kohanim. They were never too lazy. They were never too proud to take out the garbage. I remember Rabbi Fran said it like, you're never too proud to take out the garbage. All right, so we have an allusion to our little halachic shayla this evening in the parsha about taking out the garbage. Similarly, there's another mitzvah in the parsha Tzav that you might think that sometimes things are over when they're not really over. So what happens after you bring a korban mincha? So the Kohen would scoop the three fingers filled, a kemitza, and yochlu aron uvanav matzos teachel. So the truth is, after you just bring that little bit of flour on the mizbeach, so the Kohanim eat the remainder of the korban. Very nice. But guess what? Pasuk Yud in Perek Vav says, lo te'afe chametz. What that means, says the Rambam in the Sefer Mitzvos, is that there's an Isser, there's one of the 613 Mitzvos, is that you're not allowed to bake the leftover Korban Mincha as Chametz. Meaning you might have thought, listen, the Korban was already performed, and now I get to eat the remaining flour whatever way I want. I could bake it up, turn it into a nice dough, whatever. No, you're not allowed to do it. So you can't do that. So on one level, these are two important mitzvahs to dwell upon inherently. Again, number one, there's a mitzvah to take out the deshen. Number two, if you're a kohen and you already got the leftovers from the korban mincha, you're not allowed to turn that into chametz. But we're going to use this as a springboard. Number one, we take out the garbage, so there's chametz in it. And number two, you can't have leftovers become chametz either, right? In the same way that the leftovers of the korban mincha cannot become chametz. So let's talk about our own leftovers. You did a bedikas chametz on Tuesday night. You did a good bitl chametz, a sreifas chametz, a bir chametz. So logically, who here thinks they need to worry about the leftover chametz in the garbage that might be picked up on the third day of Pesach, on the fifth day of Pesach. But on a very practical level, there's a box of pretzels in your garbage bin. Rabbi Weintraub does not think it's a problem. Why not, Rabbi Weintraub?
Oh. Why? Because it's, where is it? It's in a place where I don't care if you want to eat it, kol dichvin yesei v'yifsa.
That's it. So
it's the most bitul you can physically do is to put something in the garbage and cover it.
Good. So I want you to think it's a pashut. Why is it pashut? Because you've already what? You've already turned it into nothing. I mean, you've already declared it ownerless. It's in the garbage. There's no greater hashpasa hefkerus than putting food in the garbage. Good. I like it a lot. Anyone else want to add to that or disagree with that? You, of course, Dr. Carter.
Yeah, that's all correct. But if you look at it and suddenly want it, then you have a problem with
oxygen. Right, so
you're not going to suddenly want your garbage. I mean, well, there's something wrong with it.
Chazal were afraid that if you only did bittul on chametz in your home.
You didn't throw it out.
Right, right. And then you saw it in your home, you're going to want to reclaim it, right? You're going to want to reclaim it. So Rabbi Weintraub, so Dr. Carp wants to say, listen, you're mevatel it, you're mafkir it, but you might get a craving for chametz, and maybe it's too close for comfort. But Rabbi Weintraub responds back, in defense, is, come on, you have to be mentally ill to want to reclaim chametz that's in the garbage.
You wouldn't put it in the garbage in that case.
Now, again, I don't know about you, the 11 o'clock munchies, I often look in the garbage. You know, Adam, here, what do you have a response or no?
Yeah, you look in the garbage if you're hungry.
Oh. No. We've all been there. Come on. That's,
no.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
So, would I be crawling on the floor looking for crumbs?
Well, crumbs are not a problem. Crumbs are not a problem. Crumbs okay. are not a problem.
So, well, you know, what? Put roots on it.
Oh, okay, all right. So let's.
Why?
All right, good. Why? All right, so Rabbi Weintraub thinks it's just totally fine. Dr. Adam wants to say maybe bleach it. These are all real things in the poskim. Let's learn it case by case, slowly but surely. Shulchan Aruch Tav Lamed Aleph Sif Beis. Achar Habdika Miyad Belayli Vatlan of Yomer Kol Chamira, etc. So a week from last night, this coming Tuesday night, we are going to do a Bedikas Chametz. You do a thorough search for the Chametz. And parenthetically, Rav Willig holds that you need to use a flashlight. Rav Moshe Feinstein says you may use a flashlight. Whenever I use a flashlight. Ultimately, we do a thorough search in the home to look for any chametz we have not yet cleaned. Again, Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, and just parenthetically, says it's more of an our generation like a checklist. Because we have a different setup of our homes, there's a very good chance by the time Tuesday night comes around, you kind of already know where everything is. So it's more of a double check. Is this cabinet already taken care of? Is that already taken care of? It's kind of more of just kind of double checking, reinsuring that everything's kind of already been taken care of. And again, and maybe if you forgot to check the pockets of your frontal closet, you know, that's when you're doing something for the first time. But it's more or less a repeat of the preparatory stage. We know it used to be they had very small houses, you know, so they would do a preparatory stage. But the main bedikah was bedikas chametz. And in our generation, the primary cleaning takes place before bedikas chametz, right? We do all that car vacuuming and all the stuff where you really find the real chametz before the bedikas chametz. And the bedikas chametz is more of like an insurance policy type of thing. But it's a real thorough search, or it's at least a real thorough reassurance that everything has already been checked. But we do a bedika, and we say kol chamira. The Ramah says you have to understand the declaration, which means if you don't understand Aramaic, you say it in Hebrew, English, etc. V'tov Lachzor ulvatlo pam acheres biyamidalit, right? So we know that we repeat kol chamira in the next morning at the end of the fifth hour before the chametz is literally prohibited in the sixth hour. But in the sixth hour, the chametz is now prohibited and no longer yours to nullify. So again, we do two kol chamiros, one at night, the next one in the day. And the Ramah says, ve'ein levatlo biyom ela la'achar shesar v'chametz. You burn it first and then you recite kol chamira second. Why? Because what would happen if you were to say kol chamira first? Then you would be burning chametz that does not really belong to you anymore. And you want to burn your chametz. Because they lekayim mitzvah sreva b'chametz shelo. So you want the chametz to still be yours. Then burn it. And therefore, you've burned your chametz. And then you say kol chamira to satisfy the off chance that there's any chametz that you forgot about. You declare that ownerless. If there's some Cheerio hiding in your couch somewhere. So you declare that like dust of the earth. Happens to be Rav Soloveitchik quotes, you know, custom from Brisk. They would say kol chamira right away when they threw it in the fire, the whole alumnus over there. But we burn it first, say Kochamir a second. Fine. Now, what if you didn't burn it and you just did a bediga? Is that like a check plus, a check minus? What would you say? You looked for all the chametz in your house, but you know, you didn't burn anything. You didn't find anything. You didn't burn anything.
The question is, does it still a mitzvah?
Oh, sorry.
Or is it just
Right. So that's a very similar question. But the Mishnah Berurah points out, again, like the Rishonim, like the Ran especially, that midah araisa, you need to do either one or the other. You don't really need to do both, right? The Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Vav writes, the midah araisa, as long as you search for chametz, you have halachically, on a biblical level, satisfied your obligation. Because the Torah says, either burn it or nullify it. All right, so midah rabbana, we require both. We search/burn, and we also nullify it. All right, for whatever reasons, if you only nullify it, maybe your heart is not really all there. Like Adam said earlier, you say that it's nullified, but you don't really mean it. Or if you only rely on the search, you might miss something here or there. So we do both. And in our generation, parenthetically, we also sell the chametz. Even if you don't sell chametz gumware, it's very important to sell your chametz, because what happens if you accidentally bought something in ShopRite that was chametz, and you thought it was in the Passover aisle, and it wasn't the Passover aisle, but it was chametz. So if you bought that before Pesach, so, you know, even though you made an honest mistake, so Baruch Hashem, it was included in your sale. When we sell chametz, what we really do is that we sell all chametz that we own, that we don't realize, we realize. So it happens sometimes that you buy chametz by accident, and again, it's not good, but humans are humans. And whether the guy in ShopRite made a mistake or the guy purchasing the groceries made a mistake. So, all right, if it was bought before Pesach, before the sale, Baruch Hashem was included in your sale. So they're like three safety nets.
You said in our generation we sell the chametz too. Is that a relatively new development?
Yes and no. At one level, all the way in the times of Chazal, thousands of years ago, the sale was already on the books. Was it as mainstream as it is today? No, we're talking about 500 years.
When people
did not have the ability to store to the same level. You know, having, you know, pizza dough in your chest freezer is a historically new thing. So that, you know, when that started and when people started selling whiskey. So again, not so new, but yes, the fact that like every member of Klal Yisrael sells their chametz, again, a few hundred, you know, I don't know if it's more than 500 years.
Sell cereal.
Yeah. So nowadays it's let's just say the minhag Klal Yisrael is to sell chametz. No, again, or Salvage or Machmer, Fairlaw, the minhag is to be Machmer. A little bit more than other places. Also, it should be noted that Yudin, you know, really tries to, you know, talk people into considering selling less chametz gumware. You know, like, you know, there will be a conversation. It's not just like, oh, so whatever you want. There's a conversation.
We had the conversation one year.
Yeah.
We'll go back to him.
Okay. Okay. Moving on. Anyway. All right. So that's one halacha to keep on the books. So another halacha. So how do you burn it? We assume that we burn it, but the truth is you don't really need to burn it, right? There's a machlokas in the Gemara, already in the Mishnayos, that you can either burn it or get rid of it by throwing it in the river, crumbling it up, right? So let's say when Erev Pesach is also Shabbos, a lot of people will say, well, flush some stuff down the toilet. You know, obviously you have to watch out for your plumbing, but there's more than one way to get rid of chametz. Now again, ideally you burn it, but the Shulchan Aruch Paskin, Tav Mem Hei Aleph, Kezabir chametz, A, sorfo, or B, pororo, you crumble it up, vizor laruach, you throw it into the wind, or yizor koleyam. Okay, what if it's too hard? If it's not going to disintegrate or crumble up in the river, you should first chop it up and then throw it into the river, okay? The Ramah writes, the minhag is to burn it, and we burn it during the daytime, like nosar, has to do with the korbanos, etc. Very nice. The Mishnah Berurah then quotes something very significant. What if you don't burn it? What if you don't crumble it up? You throw it into the bathroom waste bin. So you have to recognize we're talking about pre-running water. So if you had an outhouse and you dumped your chametz into a waste bin, if you throw it to the base of Kises, that's equivalent to Kimavur Mina Olam, Legamri. Because Kaven Shashum Adam Lo Yucha Lehanos Mimenu. It's no longer usable. You don't need to crumble it up there. Remember, we just said if you're going to throw it into the river, you might as well you have to crumble it up beforehand. Wow. So let's carry this over now. So our poskim are now going to compare this to our modern day garbages. Of course, they're going to say in the same way where the Mishnah Berurah said it's sufficient to put your chametz in an area where there is, whatever. Let's say feces, etc. Oh, so now, by the way. Well, you know what? I hear that sometimes there is real chametz on the bottom of a garbage bin, right? But let's say in my garbage bag, not the bin. Sometimes on the bottom of the bin there's real chametz. I hear that concept of cleaning the garbage bin. I will often not clean the garbage bin thoroughly, like with soap or whatever. I'll wipe out any, we'll say, mamashos, visible food items there. Take a baby wipe or whatever.
Our house is
disgusting, right?
It's a lot of levels higher.
Yeah, so you think about a porta potty in our generation, right? Imagine you put chametz in a porta potty. All right, bottom line is that in my garbages, there are dirty diapers, right? If you have little kids, it's also different. So ultimately, the Mishnah Berurah writes, this is a sufficient bi'ur chametz. There's no fire, there's no crumbling, but because it's disgusting, that's satisfactory. So that will be one major halachic factor. Halachic factor number two.
And it's on your property.
Yes, that's a good point. Oh, all right, so that's going to be a major point.
It's your septic tank, it's on your property.
All right, so here it is. Tuf Mei Gimel. Kodim Zmani Suro. So next week, on Wednesday morning. Yachol HaShlicho B'makom Shal Orvim Mitzuyim Sham. One may throw his chametz out to the field where the ravens are, assuming the ravens are going to eat the chametz. So then the rabbi says, all chametz must be disposed of by, 10:50 a.m., something like that, right? The matzah o'achar zmanis, so then after 11:20 a.m., whatever it is, you look and you say, oh my gosh, the ravens did not eat my chametz. Shelo achlo orvim, afal pisha makum hefker, even though it's not your property. You put it in whatever. Voti Park, you put it in the Lindquist, whatever. Lo yanichenu sham eli avirenu. You can't leave it there. You put it in a makom hefker for the ravens to eat, and now you see it, you still have to get rid of it. What? Why? You put it there when you're allowed to be mafker it. You were mafker it. So what in the world are you getting rid of it for? It's not yours anymore. What's the Mishnah Berurah says? The Achronim Cholkim al Zeh. The Achronim, the later authorities, disagree with this psak of the Shulchan Aruch, and they hold that the Im Hefkiru Vizarkul Lamakum Hefker Kodim Zman Isser. If one had already thrown his chametz to a place that is ownerless, Shuv Ein Alav Chobas Beer. You have satisfied your obligation. There's no longer an obligation for you to get rid of your chametz. You already did it. Wow. So let's try to apply this to our garbage bins. When you put your garbage on the side of your home, because the garbage is not going to be taken until Friday, and now Wednesday, is it hefker already or no? What would you say? Is it a makom hefker?
It's not a makom hefker, but you personally don't care. You don't want an intruder coming to your property ever. But if I knew somebody was coming to the garbage to take it and eat it,
Kolakavod on your property. Kolakavod.
Yeah, as long as that's all you're doing, Kolakavod. So that's the key. That's the key that
okay.
Food
very
is,
good.
Is hefker.
Very, I like it a lot. So you're saying on a practical level, the food is hefker. Good. So in the same way that all these achronim just said, once you're mafker it, you're good. So AB still holds his original psak that you've satisfied the obligation. So Rav Moshe Feinstein in Chelek Gimel and Zayin or Chaim, so he's Machmer in the Shaila. But you know what he does in the Tshuva? He writes all the reasons you should be lenient first, and then he explains all the reasons you should be Machmer. So you get a lot. You get a lot out of the Tshuva. Imeniach chametz b'ha-garbage. I love that. Yeah, one of the most fun parts of reading Rav Moshe, right? That he spells out these English words. So now he should be noted. I don't know how big of a deal this is. He assumes that in his day and age, the garbage were taking your garbage and subsequently burning it. So I don't know how big of a deal that is or not. But he
where they used to in apartment buildings.
Yeah, they used to burn it.
It was called an incinerator.
So
you would stick it down the chute, and they would incinerate it.
Yeah, so he is speaking about garbage that was eventually going to be burned.
But
we don't do that anymore.
It would be a week or two later.
He's writing to Rav, maybe Shmuel, Shimon, Yecheskel, Shraga, Reuben, Halberstam, from Chinua.
Chechenov.
What's Chechenov? Okay. He's an Adam. Yeah, he's a Chassid. Yeah, they're going based in from Chechenov. All right, so let's go on. Either way. So he says like this. Well, listen, the garbage in your property, the Nachrim, the garbage men are going to come tomorrow to take it. He thinks it's Usher, says Ramosha. Well, you'll tell me it's Mutter. Why? Because, you know, that no one's going to eat it. Says no one with mental health is going to eat it, even if it's a kikar shalim. He says, in New York, ain't too many animals coming around.
Dumpster diving?
He says, New York. He says, it's done. It's not edible. If the imkain, anan sahadi, shemafkirlu, apolo bittel bevesh, as AB has been claiming the whole time, we know this is how people dispose of their items. So in the same way that crumbs are bottled automatically, you don't need to nullify crumbs. Crumbs are not bottled by themselves. By definition, they're crumbs. Channel klum. So too, like the crumbs in your home, although they're in your home, they're bottled. So the garbage on your property is bottled. Right? Very convincing argument to be maker, right? He says, you're right. He says that that's a great reason to be lenient. But you know what? You can't be Mako. Because there's a whole other din over here. Because what happens when you throw the food to the ravens and they don't eat it? Why do you have to get rid of it? Why do you have to get rid of it? If it's in your property, you still have to get rid of chametz. So he says, if you put the food out for the ravens in a makom hefker, okay, so it's a makom hefker. But if it's in your own property, tzarech levarenu, because biur chametz is besreifa. So even though you don't really own it, there's no kinyan chatzir, it's really not yours anymore. You were mafker it. And it's not like you want to reacquire it. It's hefker. So you're not really violating the din of Ba'i Rabbi Matzeh. I mean, it's really not yours. We call Makum Kevin Shubershuso, but it's on your property. You still need to burn it. There's a proactive mitzvah of having to get rid of your chametz. Meaning, what are you doing at 11 o'clock a.m. on Erev Pesach? You're burning chametz. So if there's chametz on your property at that time, the Torah tells you what you should be doing with it. And it's not just letting it sit there. Ooh. That's emotion. So what could you argue back to emotion? Seemingly what? No, you only have to get rid of chametz that what? That you own, meaning that's real.
We're arguing like it works in the garbage, it's already destroyed.
Right. So there's a concept of it's already destroyed, like Adam's saying. There's also a concept of tzidei rishus harabim. So if it's in the public, so you can leave it there, right? So here it's not in the public.
But the Orvin can't do it after this money. You gotta take it. You gotta burn it.
The Orvin, but if it was a Malcolm Hefker, right? So he's saying from the Orvin case.
Yeah, Kolstein. Malcolm Hefker, you have to burn it. So.
But everyone disagreed with that. Everyone disagreed with that. Meaning, remember, the Shulchan Aruch passage, everyone else, the Mishabur said, once you're mafker, you're mafker. But here, it's not about makom hefker. Moshe is saying, because it's on your property, it's in your garbage bins, it's see there was just a rabbin in your property, so before the 6th hour, it's okay. That's okay. If they come to collect the garbage. But the bottom line is, once the time of Bir Chametz comes around, you have to burn it. So Moshe is saying, you can't get around the fact that the time has come to burn your chametz, and you have chametz on your property, and you need to burn it. What about the Mishnah Brew about the outhouses, though? Meaning, on one hand, I totally hear what Moshe is saying. There's chametz on your property, get rid of it.
So the difference between the garbage and the outhouses is one is destructive of the chametz. So
yeah.
It's to the level of, it's like beer.
It's like beer, and it's not like beer?
Putting it in the garbage is not beer.
He says because came into munach bekelev, it's in your bin, it's in your garbage bin.
It's not beer.
It's in your garbage bin.
It's physically still there, and it's still edible.
Yeah.
That's the difference. In an outhouse, it's no longer edible.
Yeah. So other poskim lemaisa are totally lenient. So the other extreme would say, like, come on, this is an outhouse. No one's going to eat it anymore. It's done. Right? So I don't. There's a Rav. The Chalkas Yaakov was a gaon in Poland who, Baruch Hashem, fled Germany before the Holocaust and moved to Switzerland. His first name was not Yaakov. I think it was Rav Mordechai Yaakov Breisch. Breisch. Okay. Adam. You human. like ChatGPT and Adam Karp. Yeah. Is that fair, Adam? Adam. Ridiculous. Adam, you should be blessed. You should be blessed. You're not a human. All right, anyway, so let's go on. So,
it's just upsetting.
it's upsetting this one. So, Adam, I'm very impressed. So, I'm very honored to teach Adam. Never, Adam, you're a holy Jew. You should be blessed. You should be very blessed. All right, hold the phone. So, so he writes like this. If you could take your garbage bin and out to a Malkum Hefker Lakol, that's great. What if you can't take it to the Rosh Hashanah if it's on your property? Even though you're mafker it, but you have to get rid of it. So like Rav Moshe, right? I mean, even though he lived before Rav Moshe. But if you know that it's going to be taken out before nighttime, the Yesh Lahatir. A little bit of a middle ground. So hypothetically, the garbage was going to be collected in the afternoon before Pesach really, 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 really begins. He says you can
after
be lenient.
Sheishas.
Even after Sheishas, even after Chatzos. As long as Kodem Laila, Kevin Shekvar Mimis. It's already disgusting. No one's going
to
eat it.
It doesn't even have to be collected.
There's no Bal Yira. Never pays up potentially.
It doesn't have to be collected.
Oh, no. He says, so again, bottom line is, only if, like in our case, so let's say my home, garbage is going to be collected on Friday. So then he says, in this case, is Issa Bal Yira, so you have to get rid of it. So Rav Mordechai Yaakov Breisch, the Chalkas Yaakov, is also Machber. Now, big poskim are lenient. There really are many Mekilim in the Sugya. And there is a middle ground, like Rav Markowitz recommends, to put bleach in the garbage bin. How does that help? By putting bleach in the garbage bin.
It's like an outhouse.
So then it's Mamish Beer. Mamish
Beer.
There is another middle ground by saying some people they have in mind to sell the garbage in the sale. Some people put the bag outside of the bin. So if the whole issue is the bin, is your bin, so just put it out the bag. There's another middle ground if the town owns your bins. So in Bergenfield, everyone gets two bins from the town of Bergenfield, right? So I'm not gonna lie. I think in the past in my family, since we moved to Fairlawn, I grew up with Josh Blackman in Jamaica States. So in Jamaica States, Rabbi Hofberg always had arranged with the town to have a garbage dumpster at the shul. So you would take your chametz and burn it, and you'd also take your garbage bag and throw it in the dumpster. So in our shul, we don't have that. You could call Fairlawn and arrange for private pickup, and I think there are places you could take it to a dumpster. And I think there are going to be other shuls in the neighborhood that will have a dumpster available. So I think I will be taking my garbage to a dumpster just to avoid the question. If it's easy to do, I think it's what I'm going to plan on doing.
You could go to a recycle center as long as it's not in a plastic.
How in the world? A plastic garbage bag?
No, because I got to take out my garbage this week.
Yes, what'd you do?
I went to the recycle and I said, no, it's in a plastic bag. I can't do it.
What do you do?
I spoke to a friend who was a later garbage pickup a couple of days later. I just left it,
But can you just rip open your bag then?
Yeah, why can't you just dump the garbage out of the bag into the thing?
I guess I could.
They'll find all sorts of things in the garbage.
Yeah, it's kind of messy.
We'll get arrested.
But if it's in a paper bag, then it's not a problem.
By guard, who does that? Though?
No, we don't. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. In that case, you might want to think of that.
All right, so I plan on taking my garbage, I think, to a dumpster this year. I think I've done the bleach thing in the past. And I think other years, the garbage pickup has been at a, like, you know, good enough time. But this year, if the Zman Viewer is Wednesday afternoon and garbage pickup's not until Friday.
We live in the wrong part of town.
So I think I'm going to end up driving around with a garbage bag in my backseat. I, you know, but that's my style. Again, you have people to rely upon. I think Aaron Markowitz's official tone has put some bleach in it. That's a good tone. It's a good tone. Rabbi Yudin or Markowitz, they'll say to put bleach.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want the dumpster back. My vote is to have the dumpster back. Let's pray the evening service.